Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
We've managed to get him. James Reed is with us on the line, who's worked in recruitment and careers for more than 25 years. He's the chairman and chief executive of Reed, Britain's biggest and best known recruitment name. The company's purpose is improving lives through work, and by doing so, helping people to love Mondays. His latest book is Life's Work, 12 Proven Ways to Fast Track Your Career. Welcome to the show, James.
Hello, Hannah. Good morning.
Hi.
Good to be on the show.
Oh, it's great to catch up with you again. Have you had a good Christmas and everything?
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I hope you did too.
Yeah.
Happy New Year to all your listeners.
Oh, thank you, and to you. So tell me, what was the thought behind this book?
Well, this book is the third in what I call my career trilogy, Hannah. And we've written one about interviews, one about CVs, and this is taking a holistic look at life and work, careers as a whole, really. And I suppose it goes back to a question my son asked me a little while ago. He said, Dad, live to work or work to live? And it's a question, I mean, we've often been asked, I think. And I thought about it and I said, working is living, Pat. and that's what this book is about, really. Because I think we only live once, and it's so important to find work that we enjoy and are good at, and enables us ultimately to love Mondays, as you said.
Yeah.
So that's the purpose of the book.
Yeah. No, it makes a huge difference if you enjoy what you do, because we do spend so much of our lives working.
Exactly. And I think it's really important and possible for everyone to do that. And the book, Life's Work, is based on a talk I've been given for a number of years now to students and young people, which was called How to Get Your Career Off to a Flying Start. And the ideas in the book, the 12 proven ways, as they're called, are all ideas that have been developed over my own career, really, the things I've learned on the road. These aren't things that I've learned at college or, you know, sat in a classroom and being told. These are things I've learned from experience. And I've learned that they work. So, you know, I hope the book is really helpful to people and practical and useful.
And what kind of things are we talking? Can you give us an example?
Yeah, well, an obvious one is go to parties, and that's one of the 12. and it sounds sort of pretty easy to do, and it's easier for some people than others because some of us are shyer than others. But it means more than just go to parties. It means make yourself available, go out there and meet people, because there's an incredible, I call it sort of the power of conversation and invitation. Because you never know when you go out whether you're going to meet someone or have a conversation that's going to change your life. Mm-hmm. And that chapter in the book begins with an invitation I had, you know, years ago when my cousin said, you know, come out for a drink with me this evening. I'm going to meet some friends. And I didn't want to. I was tired. It was winter. I'd just come back from work. He persuaded me to. And that was the night I met the woman who had become the mother of our 6 children. And if I hadn't gone, I wouldn't have met her.
Yeah.
and you know, and I think there's so much of life, you know, little decisions like that seem so trivial at the time, but they can be so substantial and important in the whole life view. So I think it's really important to be open to invitations and conversations. Talk to everyone, listen to people, accept those invitations, even if you're feeling reluctant, because you never know where they'll lead you.
Yeah, that's true. It's really good advice, because you're never going to meet people, whether you're talking about on a romantic level or with a career level, if you're sitting at home on your own. You know that the chances are all out there if you go out and speak to people. It's so true.
And yeah, parties. I mean, parties in the widest sense. I mean, it might be joining a club or a hobby or an interest where you just meet different people.
Mm.
And I've learned in my career in business so many new ideas that we've sort of developed and have been really powerful for us have come about from little conversations.
Yeah.
Going right back to we should have a website and me saying years ago, what's that? Someone trying to explain it to me. So you know, these things surprising. You know, so conversations that seem trivial at the time can be really important with hindsight.
And also from the point of view of people recommending you, whatever your business is or whatever you do, you know, if someone says to you, oh, you know, I'm looking for a plumber, who do you recommend? Aside from, you know, recommending your own plumber or whatever, maybe that's a bad example. But if you, you know, went to the pub recently and met someone who was a plumber, they'd stick out in your mind. You'd think, oh, I met this guy the other night, really nice guy, he's a plumber. And that's how things work. So if you're out there meeting people remember you. So when they say they're looking for a certain person, your name will come up.
Yeah, well, a lot of people find their next job through recommendations and referrals. So sort of being available, networked is powerful and helpful to someone in their career. And that's an important thing. So go to parties is one of the 12. Another one which I like is, these are sort of things that your parents might not recommend, but is be selfish.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that one.
But there's an important word that I'd add, which is be sustainably selfish. And I think selfishness is a bit like cholesterol. You know, there are good and bad types of selfishness. But being sustainably selfish is about finding things to do, you know, at work that you enjoy, that you're energized by, you feel positive about, because then you'll put so much more into it and you'll get so much more out of it and you'll go much further. So it's really important to find things that you enjoy, because selfishness ultimately is sustainable and it means you can keep doing it.
Yeah.
But if you're in a job that sort of wears you out, frustrates you, makes you feel fed up, that's not a good place to be. That should be a motivation to change.
Mm. And in terms of, you know, being really successful in business and getting where you want to be, do you think it's possible to do that whilst being, and this is going along the selfish road here, whilst being a really nice, genuine, caring, thoughtful person? Because, you know, you see a lot of successful business people as being quite kind of hard-nosed, selfish, you know, always...
Is that your impression? Well, I don't think they all are. I mean, that is an impression that is quite widely held, I know. You know what, I think I've observed that people who get on with people get further often.
Yeah.
And, you know, because they'll be put forward, like you said, your plumber or whoever it is. And I think kindness actually is a really important strength. And I mentioned a conversation in the book where I was waiting to talk on a radio show a little while ago, and I met a woman in the green room who was 90 years old, and she was on the program to talk about kindness. And she had said, you know, in her... You know, she was now in her 10th decade of life, that is what she'd learned was the most important thing, because people really remember little acts of kindness.
Mm.
I mean, you will, going back years and years and years, you will remember who was kind to you.
Yeah.
And people really remember that. And she said, if you can be anything, be kind. And I think that's a really strong message, which is why I put it in the book.
Absolutely. Good answer. That's what I wanted you to say. Thanks, James.
I believe it, sincerely. I really believe it. So,
yeah.
You know, and I think there's a lot of evidence to support the fact that kindness is a good characteristic to have.
Yeah, absolutely. And one other thing I wanted to mention from these 12 points, which really made me smile, is play poo sticks.
Yeah, no, poo sticks. So I hope your listeners are as keen on Winnie the Pooh as I am. But, you know, those of us that grew up with Winnie the Pooh will remember the game where you drop the sticks over the one side of the bridge and you run to the other side to see whose stick has come out first and they're the winner. And the point about poo sticks, if you take that analogy for careers, is you don't have to be the best manager or the best salesperson or the best technician, but if you're in an industry, your company that's growing really fast, that will carry you forward. So you don't have to have the best stick, but you do have to drop it in fast-flowing water. So it's a good analogy, I think, for trying to find areas, you know, if you're ambitious and want to progress in your career, that look good for the future, that are fast-growing. And those areas will change. You know, each generation will have different opportunities facing it. But I think that's a really important thing to think about if you're embarking on your career, to choose an area that looks like it's going places.
Mm. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And has recruitment and the way that it all works changed a lot through the years because of technology advancements and social media and things?
Yeah, well, our business, our market has changed completely, really. I mean, the interesting thing is the outcomes that we're looking for, we're still, our job as recruiters is to connect people. So we're trying to find good people for good companies, right, in the best scenario. And we're trying to fill roles like that. And that's the same. That hasn't changed. So that aspect of the market has not changed. That's what recruiters do. But the way we do it has completely changed. We used to have shops read on the high street with jobs literally in the window on cards. Mm-hmm. And now, I remember saying when the internet began, this is our window to the world, because now the jobs are all on the website. There are way more jobs on the website and way more people coming to apply for them because it's so much easier to look for work that way. So the way people connect has changed. But fundamentally, the same thing applies. You're trying to put people together and make a success of that connection.
Mm, great. Well, if people want to get a copy of your latest book, the third book in your career trilogy, it's called Life's Work, 12 Proven Ways to Fast Track Your Career. James Weed, thanks for joining us. Always a pleasure.
Thanks, Hannah. Likewise.
Thanks, James. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.